13-year-old Nate Foster has a reputation in his small Pennsylvania town of being, well, something of a wimp. Yet his undeniable love of musical theater leads him on a bold adventure in Tim Federle's novel. Nate sneaks out of his house and hops a bus bound for New York City. He's in the Big Apple, all on his own, to audition for what he's sure will be the next big thing on Broadway, E.T. the Musical. At Grand Isle School, the librarian found a recording of the song Nate sings for his audition.
Bigger isn't better, taller isn't braver, stronger isn't always wise. Smaller isn't Nessa, Sara Lee the lesser, guts can come in any size.
Librarian Annie Brabazon asked the fifth grade what they thought the song had to do with Nate's character. Here's what Christian Richardson and Sarah Bartlett had to say.
I think when the line on the song says, taller isn't braver, Nate in the story, he's not tall, but he's really brave. So I think that kind of relates to Nate.
So what's brave about Nate? What makes Nate brave?
I think Nate's brave because he snuck out of his house into New York to do an audition, and his mom and dad don't know about it yet, but I think they're going to find out.
They also came up with some interesting questions that we put to author Tim Federle. Here's Jade Korn asking about the main character, Nate.
I wonder what the story would be like if he was like one of those really like popular boys in school. Like, what gave you the idea to make him sort of like left out, outcasted sort of?
I got the idea to make Nate an outcast because now that I'm a grown-up, I realize every single adult I meet, including, like Jade said, the really popular boys, at some point in middle school felt like an outcast, every single one of us. And so I wanted to write the story of Better Nate Than Ever from the perspective of a kid who is always chosen last for dodgeball, but will someday become something wonderful, based largely on the very qualities that get him made fun of back in school.
Aaron Grennan wants to know how Federle came up with the idea for the story.
How'd you get the idea of this book? Has something happened in your life to have this book be an idea? Or is it just something you thought up?
What a great question. Okay, I got the idea to write Better Nate Than Ever because when I was a middle schooler, I felt like a total alien. And I also was in love with theater, which are two things that often go together. And so I was working on Broadway as an adult, as one of the associate choreographers on the Broadway production of Billy Elliot. And I was training all of these middle schoolers to play this big Broadway role. And it dawned on me, maybe I had a story to tell that could combine the way I felt as a kid, which again was an alien, and also the experiences I had witnessing these Broadway kids. And so Better Nate Than Ever came out of that. And again, the book is now about a boy who crashes this audition for E.T. the Musical. And I chose E.T. because I felt like an alien.
Here's author Tim Federle reading from Better Nate Than Ever. In this scene, Nate has made it all the way to New York City and found the open casting call for E.T. the Musical. The casting director has just handed him a form he has to fill out before he can audition.
I'm just going to need you to fill out this sheet, she says, and have your mom or dad or guardian sign it. Assuming, she goes, tapping my hand with a pen like we're best friends studying for a test, you are under 18. She winks. No adult has ever winked at me, other than the science teacher in elementary school who had the neurological condition. Sure, sure, I say, but then I start sweating straight through my new shirt. Mom or dad or a guardian signature? This is a disaster. After pulling off one of the great suburban escapes of all time, I am getting sidelined on a technicality. I retreat to a small audition hallway alcove, imagining backup scenarios.
Nate does eventually get a chance to audition, and it doesn't go as well as he hoped. But just as he starts his trip back to Pennsylvania, another opportunity comes his way. Grand Isle fifth grader Sam Cruz wanted to know about that scene.
When he was on the bus going home, when he got that voicemail, why did you choose to have a miracle and get that voicemail on the bus?
I chose that because in my own life, I was a dancer in the Broadway production of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, the show about the flying car. And when I first auditioned for the show, I got cut right away, meaning I went to audition, I danced for about 35 seconds, and they cut me. And then 6 months later, I was the first replacement cast member in the show. And on my first day of rehearsal, the choreographer ran up to me and said, "Why weren't you here originally? We would have loved to have had you in the show." And I said, "You cut me." So in Better Nate Than Ever, there are several things that feel like miracles, and what they really are is me revealing that sometimes adults make mistakes.
Better Nate Than Ever is a story about a boy's solo adventure in New York. But there is an important adult who intervenes to help Nate.
Why did you pick for Nate Foster's Aunt Heidi to come to New York and save him and try to get him back in time?
That question was from Grand Isle fifth grader Nate Sarno.
Well, first of all, Nate, you have the best name ever. So I chose for my character Nate's Aunt Heidi to save him for two reasons. First of all, you know, the book takes place in New York City, and Nate is this 13-year-old who has never been out of Pennsylvania. And so I didn't feel comfortable having a 268-page book that didn't include at some point some adult supervision. And second of all, I chose for Aunt Heidi to come and kind of rescue Nate in a way, because Heidi's dream was to be a Broadway star also. And I wanted Nate to re-inspire his Aunt Heidi to not forget that she has a dream too. And a lot of times adults, and kids don't realize this, but a lot of times adults become incredibly inspired by the little people around them who have incredibly big dreams that are bigger than their height.
Back home in Pennsylvania, Nate's best friend Libby is doing her best to cover for him. But she gets a little sidetracked while snooping around in his older brother Anthony's bedroom. Kiara Smith asked about that scene, which a lot of fifth graders in Grand Isle were curious about.
How did you come up with such a great book, and how did you get the idea of Libby going through the older brother's underwear drawer?
Kiara, are you laughing a little bit? Thank you for liking my book. I had the idea that Libby would sort of explore Nate's older brother's underwear drawer, because when I was a little kid, I was constantly curious about boys and girls who were about 3 or 4 years older than I was. And I think there's a fascination when you're in middle school, all the way up through high school, frankly, with people who are just a little bit older than you, and how their bodies are different and how their thoughts are different and how they look different. And I thought it was a very honest thing, because frankly, this is something I did, to have Libby go on a little fact-finding mission to see what Anthony's life is like behind the scenes.
Better Nate Than Ever gives readers a peek behind the scenes on Broadway. And it also taught the fifth graders at Grand Isle School to look beyond the stereotypes and see we all have inner strengths and hidden talents. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.